www.thebeatsmusic.com.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away, or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Live. Do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy Talk radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. Check us out on the web. Go to healthcoachradio.com. If you're looking for a way to go to the next level with your health, if you're looking for a way to figure out how to lose those last 10 or 20 pounds, or maybe you're dealing with taking too many medications and you're just trying to figure out what in the world to do, that's what we're here for. We're here to help. Kicking it off now, we're going to talk about some osteoporosis. What is that? It's a softening of the bones. It's the weakening of the bones. And many times it can be to nutritional deficiencies, such as low vitamin D levels, not enough calcium, not enough boron. So if you know someone that's struggling with osteoporosis, it's very, very common now in women. And one of the things that they always talk about are weight-bearing exercises, but there's some other things that we can increase as well. I want to talk about the 7 fear-free exercises for osteoporosis. Here they are. Walking, number one. So what's so great about walking? It's a low-impact exercise, and it's one of the most affordable and safest ways to build your strength. And you can do it well anywhere. Dancing is another one. And, of course, with everything going on with the shows on TV and Dancing with the Stars and all that, ballroom dancing is a fantastic weight-bearing activity, says physical therapist Kathy Shipp. She's an assistant professor in the Department of Community and Family Medicine at Duke University in Durham, North Carolina. Often done under the guidance of trained instructors, it also offers fun and a chance to socialize. Tai Chi is another great one. There's a lot of evidence that Tai Chi benefits the bones, says Shipp. It says, in addition to preserving bone strength, this martial art also improves your balance, which is essential for injury prevention. Westcott suggests that using trained instructors and investing in a good pair of athletic shoes if you want to reduce the chances of falling is another good one. Ping pong, another great one. So at almost every center, ping pong is an indoor activity that offers socialization and a chance to be as active as you're able to be. Free weights is another one. Upper body strength training is a low weight-bearing exercise for the spine. Shipp explains this low-impact exercise can help promote the bone health of your spine if done correctly. That's a great one, by the way. Yoga is an excellent exercise for people without osteoporosis, but if you have thinning bones, you'll need to take some extra precautions. Recumbent biking. This is the kind of bicycling that you can sit up on or you actually kind of lean back on. But recumbent bicycling is not a weight-bearing activity, but it's a good low-impact sport, they say, that can be easy on the joints and provide a good cardiovascular workout at the same time. If you have osteoporosis, you might want to try the recumbent stationary bikes that are available in many gyms, YMCAs, and community centers. So again, these are great exercises that are wonderful for increasing bone density, but don't forget the power of what you eat. Eating, the foods that you put inside of your body, all of that matters tremendously. And exercise can be some of the best form of medicine that we have. So don't forget to add that to your overall routine. 888-283-7272. Lines are open. Don't forget, you can give me a call right now. Or go online at healthcoachradio.com. Skin conditions, also a big issue. You ever heard of rosacea? It's where you get this form of almost a butterfly-type rash over the nose and on the cheeks, little bumps that show up. It gets kind of red and flared up. Well, if you tend to have that, rosacea typically affects people between ages of 30 and 60, and those with fair skin are more susceptible than those with darker complexions. It's more common in women than men, and those symptoms can worsen in men, especially when the nose is involved. But rosacea can look like conditions ranging from sunburn to acne. And it's important to see a dermatologist to get a diagnosis. A dermatologist will examine your skin to see if you have one of the several types of the rosacea. Treatment depends on the type that you have. And, of course, the exact cause of rosacea is unknown, and there's no known cure. But it can be managed. Rosacea symptoms can vary widely, actually, among patients. But the most common includes skin that flushes or blushes easily is another one. Persistent facial redness is a big one as well. Also, tiny visible little blood vessels. And they can also pop up called spider veins. Overly used or overly sensitive skin that stings from certain skincare and beauty products. Red bumps and pimples filled with pus. And here are some subtypes of rosacea that are kind of the telltale symptoms. Now, the rosacea that causes flushing and the persistent redness, sometimes with visible webs of blood vessels, one, papulopustular rosacea, which is persistent red skin with bumps, pimples, and pustules. That's a big one. Now, thickening of the skin and the enlargement of the nose and the surrounding tissue is a big one as well. Ocular rosacea is where red skin is around the eyes and the eyelids, often accompanied by other symptoms such as dry eyes, swollen eyelids, tearing and burning, and others. Up to 50% of all rosacea cases affect the eyes. Of course, many of the ophthalmologists now have great ways of treating it. So, what do you treat for that? Well, of course, many times people think that it's caused by an inflammatory condition in the digestive tract. And a lot of times it is. So, one thing you want to do is make sure you get with a good physician that can work with you and a dietitian as well. Ellen, we're going to you now. How can I help?
I'm dizzy most of the times, and when I'm nervous, I cannot think under pressure, and a sporadic sleep at night, and I was diagnosed with Alzheimer's.
I mean, one thing you can definitely do, Ellen, with these sorts of things is focus on GABA levels. GABA is a neurotransmitter that, of course, causes the body to kind of chill out. And one of the things you can do to avoid or to raise GABA levels, keep it smooth and steady, or to avoid certain foods. And these are a lot of the grains, breads, pasta, cereals, crackers. Oatmeal is a big one that can affect GABA levels in a negative way. And a lot of the beans can do that as well. Salmon, spinach, those I know are healthy, but they can affect GABA levels as well, which can create some of this that you're experiencing. And also, with any types of Alzheimer's type symptoms that you're concerned about, be careful with aluminum. Aluminum cans that you eat out of, aluminum that can be found in a lot of the underarm deodorants. Beware of the aluminum because it can really take its toll and build up in the body. If you haven't done a cleanse or some kind of detox that you've done with maybe one of your providers, you might want to look into that, kind of clear the system out. There's a lot of research now in the alternative world that is showing that that can be quite beneficial. So, I mean, there are several things that can be very beneficial, but again, it's about knowing what to do and how to do it, and to do it in, I guess, the right way is a good way to put it. But the right type of nutrition coming in the body and making sure that the neurotransmitters are stabilized can all be a big piece, especially when you're dealing with something like the potential of Alzheimer's. Even the anxiety that comes on with thinking of that can be a big chore. 888-283-7272 lines are open. You can send me an email. Go to healthcoachradio.com. I'll be glad to answer it in private or whatever you prefer. If you know somebody that's struggling with their health, tell them to tune in to the show. Check your local listings. They can also check out our app. They can go to iHeartRadio, plug in the call letters WWNC and others. You can find us, Shine 105.9. You can find us, WLAC. They can plug in a lot of different ones and find us there. Also, we've got our new app coming out. You'll be able to listen to our show on a regular basis through that. Multiple ways to catch us. Don't forget, easy to do when you're looking at making improvements in your health. We'll be right back with more Healthy Talk Radio.
Hi, America's Health Coach here to tell you about H2O Minerals, who've been servicing West Columbia, South Carolina for over 9 years and nationwide. These guys are dedicated to producing the best healthy supplementation on the market today. With a state-of-the-art facility that gives you the best choices, they currently have 21 individual minerals and several specialty blends. The elements used to make H2O Minerals are 99% or better. For example, their calcium, magnesium, zinc, or copper are 99%. 99% pure. H2O Minerals also offers their own line of high-potency liquid vitamins. Call H2O Minerals by 1-877-MINERALS. That's 1-877-646-3725. Or visit online, CompleteH2OMinerals.com. Sign up for the email list and get monthly specials. When you want the best in healthy choices, turn to H2O Minerals, 1-877-646-3725, or CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio next.
What's more amazing than a Swiss Army knife? A survival business card. It's 11 functions rolled into one pocket-sized tool, including a sharp knife, a saw, a bottle opener, and a can opener, too. It even has a wrench. It lays flat, fits right in your wallet. A survival multi-tool for your wallet, leather-like sheath included, designed to be practical and built to last yours free. That's right, free. Claim yours right now while supplies last at freesurvivaltool.com. Again, that's freesurvivaltool.com. Bills in front of Congress right now could take away your right to keep and bear arms. If Obama has his way, all guns will be either banned, restricted, or confiscated, possibly by executive order. The best way to keep your guns is to hide them. What Obama can't find, Obama can't take away. You can protect your guns from any threat. Download our special report, How to Hide Your Guns, at GoHideYourGuns.com. Learn how to hide your guns while keeping them readily available. Get the report now before they make us take it down. On the web at GoHideYourGuns.com.
I lost 18 pounds in just 4 days. Want to know how? Hi, I'm James Zetta. If you're like me, you've already tried and failed at many diet and weight loss plans. But if you still need and want to lose weight, if you're searching for a simple, safe, healthy approach to lose weight that is extremely easy to follow, listen to this. The 18 and 4 weight loss plan requires no exercising, no diet pills or additives, no laxatives, no meal replacements, and no diet drinks. The 18 and 4 program can help you lose 10, 20, 30 pounds or more, and it fits both men and women of all ages. The 18 and 4 program is crystal clear with a day-to-day, step-by-step, and meal-to-meal guide. And the best part? If you're not satisfied with your results, I will give you my 30-day full money-back guarantee. This program has helped thousands lose 18 pounds in 4 days, and it can do the same for you. Go to 18and4.com. That's the number 18, I-N, the number 4.com. 18and4.com. Easy to download, easy to start losing weight today with 18and4.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome to the show. This is your show. It's a show where your health is your greatest wealth. Whatever you're dealing with, diabetes, heart disease, arthritis, fibromyalgia, you know, the list can go on and on. And we talk about that a lot here on the show, but the reality is it comes down to hope. It comes down to the ability to know that you can change, to know that you can get well, that you can stay well, that you can go to the next level with your health and with your life. And one thing that we talk about a lot here on the show that I've seen a lot about and I want to get into a little bit is atrial fibrillation, AFib. If you want to talk to me about it, you can give me a call, 888-283-7272. Don't forget, you can check out the website as well. Go to healthcoachradio.com. American Heart Association estimates that about 2.7 million Americans live with atrial fibrillation, or AFib, making it the most common serious heart rhythm disorder in older adults. Now, the majority of the atrial fibrillation episodes aren't life-threatening. That's true. But if left untreated, the condition doubles the risk of heart-related deaths and increases the chances of a stroke by as much as 5 times. The good news is that you can manage AFib with proper treatment. Here's how to live more comfortably with the condition by calming your fears of atrial fibrillation attacks. Take charge of your fears, number one. Anxiety plays a big, big role when it comes to AFib. That's one thing you got to get under control. So the best way for people with AFib to manage the condition so they aren't living in fear is through education and awareness. Kevin Campbell, who's a physician and cardiologist at Wake Heart and Vascular in Raleigh, North Carolina, says that an informed person is an empowered person, Dr. Campbell says. Discuss and develop an action plan with your doctor so that if an atrial fibrillation attack occurs, you'll know exactly what to do. This goes a long way toward reducing anxiety and fear. Your doctor should be your first source of information. A doctor who is familiar with the medical records will be able to address specific concerns based on your current symptoms and previous history. Treatment for AFib is extremely individualized and based on a multitude of factors. Well, and although the internet can be a good source of knowledge, it should never be used as a substitute for personal medical advice. That's true. Dr. Google does not know, or Dr. Bing does not know everything. Campbell recommends the Heart Rhythm Society as a great online resource for condition information pages, which can be used as a tool for discussion when you talk with your doctor and others. Manage your condition and know your triggers. More often than not, you'll be unable to predict when you're going to experience atrial fibrillation symptoms, but you may be able to limit flares by identifying your personal triggers and minimizing your exposure to them. Stimulants such as stress, caffeine, alcohol, tobacco, and air pollutants, as well as some supplements and over-the-counter medicines, can cause AFib symptoms to occur. Also, they can help, too, by the way. B vitamins are some of the best vitamins to help with AFib. A lot of times we get deficient in B vitamins only because 1.5% of Americans actually eat vegetables. And the highest concentration of our B vitamins are in vegetables. So go figure that. Plus, add all the stress. You've got everything going on with people really being concerned about their finances these days. You add all of that together, and it just creates a big issue. So the more stress you have, you don't eat vegetables, you're not getting B vitamins, you can set yourself up for some of these cardiovascular conditions like AFib. Communicate with your doctor, though. Always stick to their treatment. Every instance of AFib is different. You might have AFib symptoms or you might not. You might have an identifiable trigger, or you might have no idea what causes your atrial fibrillation. Some people with AFib don't even learn that they have a condition until it's discovered during a routine exam and confirmed with additional testing. But if there's one fact that's the same, regardless of your particular experience with AFib, if it's left untreated, it can progress and lead to other serious conditions, even death. I don't even like saying your AFib. It's the AFib. So don't put the chain around your neck. Don't wear the T-shirt. Don't, you know, hold on to the label like it's your brand new friend. You know, your house, your dog, your car, your wife, your friend, those are great things to say mine, but not when it comes to a health challenge or a health condition. So you want to talk with your doctor and identify the activities that you can do safely to relieve stress. And if you enjoy exercise, check with your doctor to see whether you need to limit or modify the types of exercises that you do. Find out if soothing activities such as yoga or Tai Chi are appropriate. In a recent study done at the University of Kansas, instructor-led yoga sessions cut atrial fibrillation attacks by almost 45%. Yoga is actually really good. Don't freak out over the spiritual side of it. If you're not into that, push that to the side. Don't let it freak you out. Just get, if you're doing yoga, do it for what the movements are. I think yoga is really good. It's extremely good for the body. And you don't have to do all the meditation. If you're a Christian and you're, you know, a believer, pray. If you're going to do yoga, pray. Take that time to pray. Don't freak out and think, you know, that some weird spirit's going to come into you or some weird business like that. I get that all the time. Just, you know, focus on what you want to do in that deal. Yoga's great, especially for AFib. So talking with someone who understands what you're going through is also another way to reduce stress. Join a group or connect with others. Your doctor or local hospital or clinic can point you in the right direction. And there's also online groups that you can look at, like stopafib.org, which is kind of a cool name. Although having AFib can seem frightening at first, it's a condition you can manage and learn to live well with. And you can find out what the nutritional deficiencies are. That's a big one. Find out what those are, and then you can build on it from there. 888-283-7272. Two lines are open with questions about your health. 80% of the health challenges we face today, you know, are diet and lifestyle related. So somehow, some way, we've lifestyled our way into getting sick. But the good news is, if you can lifestyle your way into getting sick, you can lifestyle your way out and get well, stay well, and live well. That's the truth. Country's sleepiest cities, they're saying now. New York says is the city that never sleeps, but now they're ranking cities that are a little bit more laid back and that you can sleep better in and that people get better rest in. So the CDCP, which is Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, I guess they're starting to add the letter in there of P. Well, they're saying now that the responses out of about 180,000 participants in this sleep better rankings, as what they said, were fairly interesting. There was 25 different restless cities, but it turns out the real city that never sleeps is Charleston, West Virginia. And the most well-rested city is Green Bay, Wisconsin. Go Packs. We already know the serious health risk of inadequate sleep. And there's so many benefits to getting plenty of shut-eye. Well, look at where you're living, but more than anything, wherever you're living, make sure you create good sleep conditions in your home. That's a big key. Turn the TV off. That's step number one.
Are you looking for a natural health and wellness-based provider in your area? 80% of the health challenges we face today are diet and lifestyle related. That's why a team of nutritional and lifestyle-based health providers have been developed to help coach you into reaching your health goals called the Wellness Providers. The Wellness Providers are trusted professionals in your area that incorporate nutritional, wellness, and lifestyle-based strategies to give you a new health game plan, which is designed to help you lifestyle your way toward better health. To find a wellness provider in your area, please call a wellness provider team member at 888-599-9355. That's 888-599-9355. Or go to mywellnessproviders.com. That's mywellnessproviders.com. They'll help you get well, stay well, and live well.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
Hi, my name is Stephen Hewer. As a degreed nutritionist, my first priority is for you to get healthy. That won't happen if I make wrong recommendations or cause you to spend money on supplements you don't need. After 20 years working with thousands of products and thousands of people, I know, for the most part, what does and does not work. One World Whey is the first and only unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows on the market. It retains substances that no other whey protein powder has. These nutritive compounds supply life-giving nutrition. Your body merely needs the right conditions to make great health happen. Due to low-quality foods, toxicity, and aging, having great health is more of an effort than ever. One World Whey is the superfood of the century, and when added to your diet, it promotes energy, detoxification, muscle gains, fat loss, and overall radiant health. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple. A case of six number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. The special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with nature's natural antiparasitic, antiviral, antifungal, antibiotic, Allicin, the heart of garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills with no garlic breath. Alli-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with three times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to Alli-C.com, spelled Alli-C.com, or call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. That's 855-255-4246. Protect yourself with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products at Alli-C.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show. It's the show where your health is your greatest wealth. What are you struggling with? Diabetes, heart disease? Any of those? Well, we're here to help. Going to the lines now, and let's go to Gladys. Hi, Gladys. Welcome to the show.
Diagnosed with rheumatoid arthritis about 2 years ago. I guess a fairly mild case, but I don't have any joint damage or anything, but I do have kind of severe pain unless I'm taking methotrexate. It scares me to take that. I would rather do something more holistic, and I was just wondering if you had some kind of a regimen you would recommend.
Yeah, a couple things that actually would be pretty good. I mean, with rheumatoid arthritis, methotrexate obviously being standard of care, standard treatment that's used now is, you know, obviously it's one of the best things out there medically, but there's a lot you can do even to, I don't want to say just keep you from having to take it because I'm not one to say that, but I really, you can do a lot of things to reduce inflammation throughout the body. You can improve your diet, improve your lifestyle, and that's really some of the keys, some of the basics that can be quite helpful. So, you know, my big thing is, okay, what are you eating? So you want to look at cutting down foods that are processed because they can increase inflammation throughout the body. RA being an inflammatory condition, but also being autoimmune. So that's where obviously the body attacks itself, and that's a big key. So maintaining that and managing that is always a factor. So a couple of things you want to think about by following like an anti-inflammatory diet. You eat things like lean chicken, of course, beef, fish, eggs, and even the whey proteins that are hormone-free and antibiotic-free. You can get powders. You can do things like goat's milk yogurt to get good proteins out of there. Those are great sources. They're low inflammation-based and easy on the body, easy on the digestive tract, too. But the other thing are fats. And for inflammatory condition, fats are key. We don't eat enough. I think we're still kind of freaking out over fats themselves, just in a situation where we've kind of come out of a time period where it was always low fat, higher carbohydrate, and lower fat, which yielded, I think, personally, just a lot of health challenges that we didn't need to deal with now. So inflammatory conditions, you've got to have carbohydrates, but you've got to have healthy fats. And the carbs that you want to get in always need to be, research says now, lower glycemic between things like fruits and vegetables. Staying away from the processed grains, so your breads and your pastas, your cereals, your crackers, those kind of things. I know all the things that everybody loves. But you can do gluten-free varieties or just do them sparingly. Regular grains, just don't make it something that you do every single day. That's the key. That's what you want to really watch and be careful with, or cautious, rather. But again, your fatty acids are a key, too. I mean, things like cod liver oil or good omega-3 fish oil, salmon oil, krill oil has really come on, and there's a lot of people that really get behind that. But some of the fatty acids, making sure you have a high concentration of them is an absolute key. Omega-3s are key for the overall health environment. Okay, so that's a big one. Now, there's also something you can do that a lot of the naturopaths and more of the alternative medicine field would look at. Now, again, this is not along the lines of standard medicine. They probably wouldn't even, you know, again, look at this as being viable because there's no studies behind it or anything like that. One thing we do know with RA is that you have two different arms of the immune system. You have the T1 arm and the T2 arm. T1 helper cells, T2 helper cells, killer T cells, if you want to call them that. So when you're looking at those, the T1 and the T2, when you're looking at those together, one thing that has to be noted is to realize that as you're looking at those, it's critical to make sure and figure out which one is dominant, which one is really active, and which one is more recessive, not really doing anything, kind of laid back. And a couple things you can do to do that, you can use green tea, which stimulates one of the arms, and then echinacea tea stimulates one of the others. And so by looking at those two, you can really figure out exactly what's going on and at least get a glimpse. And so here's the way to do it. So you use green tea and you drink green tea for about 3 to 4 days. And don't drink, you know, that, just make that your drink, that and water throughout the day. Eat your normal diet. And you'll either feel a little bit better or a little bit worse. If you start feeling worse, obviously stop. But then echinacea tea works on the other arm. So you can do the echinacea tea in water for a couple of days, 3 or 4 days. See if you notice any differences. And then get with one of your local physicians, maybe an alternative-based physician, and let them know what you found. And they can probably help you target what areas and create more of a nutritional-based plan that can help support that. Because certain foods work on different mechanisms, and that can be looked at there. So, I mean, RA and the methotrexate cycle is something that's a little bit frustrating, I'm sure. And some people don't, they're not able to get off of those. It's progressed to a point where it's a little bit challenging. I was talking to one of the top genetic doctors in America in research yesterday, day before yesterday. And he's done and pioneered probably more research on the omega-3 fats and inflammation than anybody else in the U.S. He's at Wake Forest University. Amazing guy. And just talking with him, I was just getting a glimpse of really the genetic factors, which he's done a lot of research on, the genes and genetic factors of our body. I asked him the question. I said, what's interesting is, I said, do you think that most of what we do and most of what we deal with are genetic based? And he said, well, a lot of it is, but our genes change. We can change our DNA by our lifestyle factors and by our environment and what we do to ourselves every single day. So DNA changes. It's the field and study of epigenetics. And it's coming on stronger. We thought it was bogus for years ago. Now we're finding out it's proven with studies and published studies that it is true. That literally, but he said, what's interesting is that you can change your genes for the worse. You can change it for the better, but you can change it for the worse. And the challenging thing is, once they change for the worse, whether you gain like 100 pounds or you get, you know, the switch is flipped on, like we're talking about here with rheumatoid arthritis. He said it's very, very difficult to switch it back. So moral of the story is that you want to eat as well, take care of yourself as well as you can. The whole idea of when you're in the 20s and your 30s, you can do whatever you want. I'll figure it out later and get healthy later and strict, you know, be a little bit stricter later. You can't do that. Don't do that. It doesn't put you in a good position to really thrive. And that's what we really want to focus on, is getting you set up so you can thrive, getting you set up so your body can function at its peak level, and managing your own DNA and supporting your own DNA. That's the key. 888-283-7272. Lines are open. Questions about your health. 80%, as I talk about, of the health challenges we face today, diet and lifestyle related. So the question is, what kind of lifestyle choices are you making? Quote for the day comes from Elizabeth Gouge. She says, most of the basic truths in life sound absurd at first when you hear. True. Look at health. We always said it was lifestyle years ago. A lot of the alternative practitioners and the medical community said, oh, you're crazy. Guess who was right? And guess what the medical community now, we're embracing. A little bit slow, but that's okay. I'm just glad that everyone is getting on the same page. American College of Lifestyle Medicine, which I'm involved with, really looks at prevention, but also just the overall field of lifestyle and what it does to our overall, I guess, makeup and how we live. You're going to see that more and more as time goes on. Interesting. Daniel, you're next with us. How can I help?
Oh, hey, sir. I have low testosterone level. Mm-hmm. I had a prostatectomy about 3 years ago. And I had my level drawn, and I'm about 273, my testosterone level. And I purchased your book, Empowering Your Health, a while back. And I looked at the prescription that you recommend. It had zinc included in it. I was online, and I wanted to ask you about the zinc level. Does it encourage or stimulate prostate cancer regrowth? Because the Mayo Clinic doctors states that it does.
Well, you want to look at a couple things. You want to look at zinc, saw palmetto, pumpkin seed oil, beta-sitosterol. All of those components have been very, very helpful and proven and have shown themselves to be very effective in supporting prostate health. And even when it gets into the level of cancer, they can still be supportive. Now, that doesn't mean they cure. No one's saying that. It doesn't mean that it makes it completely go away. No one can make those kind of claims. And to my knowledge, there's no studies out there that do say that. So you want to make sure that everything that, you know, you're looking at, that you're reading about and all, that it's in the right context. That's a big key. But prostate health can be managed in a very solid manner, and it can be helped quite a bit through natural means. But you've got to make sure you're doing the right things at the right time, the right way. That's always the key. 888-283-7272 is the phone number. Go online. Check us out at healthcoachradio.com. If you're looking for a healthcare provider in your area, always remember you can go to mywellnessproviders.com. We've got healthcare providers in your area that believe the same way we do. Also, a great lifestyle coaching program with our dietitians and all. Just a great, great suite of benefits around the country of team members that are jumping on board, carrying out this message to empower your health. That's what this show's about. That's what we're about, to take you to the next level and encourage you and empower you.
Hi,
Hi, this is Dr. Asa here to talk about my good friends at Earth Fare, the healthy supermarket. Earth Fare is on a mission to transform lives, provide the best in natural food choices, and educate others toward healthier lifestyles. They give food items away every week to give back to the community. That's you. Empower you to make a difference. So sign up for Earth Fare's Welcome Home at earthfare.com to save big each week and get a free whole chicken or maybe even some organic burgers. Text EAT, that's EAT, to 71700, that's 71700, and receive regular text coupons to save on all natural options. Looking for healthy, affordable options that kids will love too? Well, stop by Earth Fare every Thursday from 4 to 8 p.m. and up to 6 kids each free with the purchase of a $5 adult meal. For more information about my good friends at Earth Fare, please visit earthfare.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
For health and vitality for you, your family, and friends, get the Healthy Start Pack from Youngevity, as recommended by registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs.
If you're a junk food junkie, getting on the Healthy Start Pack is one of the best ways to wean yourself off of processed snack foods and start putting good nutrition in your body. If you have a loved one who's dealing with heart disease or any health challenge, the Healthy Start Pack makes a great gift. If you have a grandparent or a parent in a nursing home, you will be amazed at the difference a once-a-day dose of the Healthy Start Pack will make in your loved one's energy levels, in their memory, in their mood, and in their general outlook on life.
Give the gift of optimal health to your loved ones and order the Healthy Start Pack from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. 855-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidebed.com. That's brightsidebed.com. Order today.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show. It's the show where your health is your greatest wealth. Let's talk about it. Talk about your health. Talk about your life. Allergies, yep, they're a big deal. Seems to be all the time now. What we're hearing more and more, especially the calls and emails that we get on a regular basis. But definitely interesting to see those. Well, to protect your kids from the pollen, allergies here are some things that they're saying. Many children, they suffer from these allergies. There's different types, though. If you notice that your child has more symptoms and reactions during the spring, it's a clue that they have a pollen allergy. Dr. Joyce Rabbit, who's a pediatric allergist at Loyola University in Chicago at their School of Medicine, says the symptoms of pollen allergies, which are more likely to be worse on the dry, windy days, include itchy eyes, sneezing, stuffy, runny nose, coughing, and asthma. If your child's allergy symptoms are interfacing with his or her daily life, then there's no reason to let their child suffer. Allergy symptoms are very treatable. Some think it's just something they need to live with, but that's not the case. Now, if you're listening to us right now, you can go to 888-283-7272. Call us if you've got issues with allergies, or check us out on the web. Go to healthcoachradio.com. She said parents can take the following steps to help reduce children's allergy symptoms. Check pollen counts and limit children's times outside when the counts are high. Keep windows and doors closed, especially on high count days. This will help limit the amount of pollen that lands on furniture and carpets. Turn on your air conditioner to filter pollen from the air within your house. Have children wash their face and hands when they come in from the outdoors, and a shower and change of clothes can take pollen off the body. If your child is active outdoors or in sports, make sure he or she takes allergy medication before heading outside. Now, parents also need to watch for asthma symptoms for a couple of reasons. They need to be careful because the symptoms of allergic asthma include coughing, shortness of breath, rapid breathing, wheezing, and a feeling of tightness in the chest. Often, treating children's allergies can help control their asthma as well, but children may need to take allergy medicine before going outside, or they may need daily allergy medication. It's also important to get ahead of allergy symptoms once allergies are flaring. Now, another, just so you know, little grandma remedy here, but for allergies, a couple things. Allergies really are the body's inability to break down proteins effectively, okay? Effectively. So, for example, you're eating processed foods, you're eating white flour, you're eating things, I mean, it could be something as simple as a sweet potato, but your body can't break even the little bit of proteins that can be in some of the carbohydrate-based foods, or you're eating a steak, or having some fish, and your body can't break down the proteins well. What do? Well, there's things called proteolytic enzymes. You find them in pineapple. Bromelain has kind of been the one that we've heard about for so long, but breaking down proteins is a key. If you don't break proteins down well enough, they can produce in basophils or mast cells, which are some of the cells in the body, and it produces a substance called histamine. Now, as you know, histamine is what we take, or the antihistamine is what we take when the histamine levels get too high. And that's what helps us get rid of the allergy type symptoms. So very important to look at that, and very important to understand that you've got to manage your diet before you do anything else. Cutting down inflammation within the body will cut down the inflammation all or pretty much everywhere else. So you get started there. Now, believe it or not, raw honey, you can't do this with little kids, with infants, but raw honey for kids and teenagers and adults alike from the local area, so from a farmer or someone that raises the bees and has the natural honey, creates a strong response in the body and can help with allergies in the local area. Okay, so again, if you're having a hard time with ragweed or just some of the different, you know, pollens, the Bradford pears is a big one, but if you're having an issue with these, then look at some of these natural methods, because by cutting out milk products, a lot of the dairy products can cause, just during the allergy season, can cause you to have problems breaking those proteins down, which can cause a little bit of an issue. So those are some things to think about and some things to look into when it comes to allergies. Not a lot of fun, that's for sure, but can make a huge impact. For sure. 888-283-7272 is the phone number. Check us out on the web. Go to healthcoachradio.com. That is a key. When you want to check us out, go to the web. You can find our providers at mywellnessproviders.com. And in our areas around the country where the show is growing, which it is like crazy, we've got new providers coming on board to be a part of the team. More than 15,000 women are elected to undergo arm lift plastic surgery in 2012. According to statistics released by the American Society of Plastic Surgeons, arm lifts have taken a big stride toward joining breast enhancements, nose jobs, and eye lifts in the lineup of plastic surgeries Americans can't seem to live without. Apparently, in part, due to the non-surgical example set by First Lady Michelle Obama with her famously well-toned arms, according to the latest statistics on cosmetic surgery collected by the American Society of Plastic Surgeons, 15,000 patients received arm lifts in 2012. That's up 4,000% since 2000. The breast augmentations increased by 35% over the same period and easily topped the 2012 cosmetic surgery popularity list, despite actually becoming 7% less common between the end of 2011 and end of 2012. Interesting. Celebrities, of course, their arms are raising the bar. Doctors believe that multiple factors involving women on TV and in movies that are leaning to that. I mean, of course, come on. Here's the deal. You want to have nice shaped arms, eat well, drop the weight, exercise more. And again, remember, we talked about how genetics can play a role in this. You can change your DNA. Epigenetics is coming on strong. We'll be talking about that a lot more on this show. But you can change that. It's all about creating change in your diet and your lifestyle. That's where it starts. Take charge of your health. Don't wait around and don't eat what you want. Do what you want and then go to the surgeon for the knife. Don't do that. Puts another hour in the charts. I'd like to thank our producer, Jay Patrick, John Garrison, Leslie Pardue, and the rest of the team. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, and our communities. Check us out on the web. Go to healthcoachradio.com.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed...
Hey folks, have you ever really wondered what you're actually made of? I mean, your own DNA. Well, in the future, your doctor will have your DNA profile on file to be used as a guide for your medicine, nutrition, and overall wellness. Well, the future is now with a breakthrough company called GeneMe. Backed by cutting-edge science and genetic research, is showing us how to use strategic nutrition to turn back the clock on our personal genetic weaknesses. Our DNA is what we're made of, and now we can start to understand our bodies and our health with GeneMe. From cardiac health to healthy energy levels, feeling great and fewer aches and pains after that yard work or exercise, GeneMe has cracked the genetic code to help you find the vitality that you're searching for. If you want to use strategic nutrition to look and feel younger than you are right now, then visit getgeneme.me. That's getgeneme.me to get your free personal genetic nutrition profile today. Go to getgeneme.me.